city policies relating to parking don't change. So it's 2-hour parking downtown. These are incredibly convenient systems. You know, you don't need to worry about carrying quarters with you. And if you use your phone, if you use the app on your phone, what I really love about this system almost the most is it will capture the information from your parking space. And then before your time runs out, it'll send you a text and say, hey, your time's about to run out. Do you want to add time?
Oh, that's nice.
And you can add time on your app without ever leaving a meeting or if you're in a store or whatever. So tell me if I get this wrong, you guys.
Perfect.
Okay. Well, wait a minute, I got to go feed the meter. That, you don't have to do that anymore. Just do it on your phone.
Well, that's right. I mean, it's still a 2-hour limit. I mean, that won't change. But, yeah, but, you know, if you think, oh, I'm only going to be there for half an hour and it ends up being 45 minutes, you don't have to fret as long as you'll add the 15 minutes.
So what was the one point you said you don't have to worry about space numbers anymore?
Well, with the app,
there's a
QR code, and if you use the app, you hold your phone up to the app, it captures all of that information. And then it just asks you how much time you want. It's such a slick system for people who have smartphones that we wish everybody, for their own sakes, would use the app. I assume that's still the way this will work.
Okay. So if you have an app, you don't even have to come to this kiosk.
That's right. You just go to the station, you hold up your phone to the QR code, and it records that information and asks you how much time you want. It's really, it's a great, I mean, I wouldn't do it any other way if I had a choice, you know?
But for those who come maybe not so often to downtown or they come for the first time, this should feel more reliable and streamlined for them.
Yeah, I mean, just look at this. I mean, before, there's a very clear sign now with a light on it of how this works. And then you can follow the screen. It's a much bigger screen with much bigger lettering and well lit. Those were problems with the old system. That made it really difficult for people trying to figure it out. I can't tell you how many times just walking up and down the street that I'd see someone wondering what was going on or frustrated, and I would stop and try to help, you know. And I'm sure that was happening with people all over the city who are used to the system. So.
Yeah.